Hello, everyone. This is Kathy Joe. A special thank you to everyone who listened in and participated in the teleclass, Be the Chooser. We had a phenomenal response for this teleclass. So what I would like to do is provide a short audio recapping the highlights of this teleclass, and I wanted to pass it on to everyone on the call, as well as many of you who have emailed me saying that you had missed the teleclass and was hoping there was an audio. Well, there is one, and here it goes. I wanted to start with a short introduction about myself and how I came to relationship coaching. And many of you know that my specialty is personal finance, and that has been my passion for over 8 years, helping people with their personal finances. About a year and a half ago, I became a certified life coach and started my own business so that people could work with me one-on-one. And this proved to be really perfect timing because with the unfortunate state of the economy, people really needed some help focusing on the basics. And that's really what I specialize in. And then what happened next was so amazing. And just to share briefly, I'm really always open to new ideas, and I've learned to trust my intuition and inner wisdom through coaching. Over the last several months, I felt a need or a desire to add an additional specialty to my business, and what I found was that it was literally jumping out at me. It was the need to help people who desire to find a lasting relationship. I was amazed at the number of people that were coming to me and saying that they had concerns about this and saying that they had a lack of control when it came to relationships, not knowing where to start. So for me, this was no coincidence, and it all had a purpose. And the more I thought about it, it really made sense. Relationships and finances do tie in. They work hand in hand. They work together. Finances are a key component to a long-term, happy, successful relationship. If you look at the divorce rate, which is very high, much of it can be attributed to finances. Plus, it seemed that looking for a healthy and satisfying relationship was a natural transition for my clients. So I found my second passion, relationships, and I embraced the teachings through the Relationship Coaching Institute, which include the Conscious Dating Program, which we discussed on this call, and that includes Be the Chooser, which is one of the 10 principles of the Conscious Dating Program. Now, I'd like to start motivating and empowering you with two quotes. The first quote comes from H. Jackson Brown in Life's Little Instruction Book. He writes, "Choose your life's mate carefully. From this one decision will come 90% of your happiness or misery." Once again, choose your life's mate carefully. From this one decision will come 90% of your happiness or misery. I found that so powerful. And the next quote is from Khalil Gibran, who is the third best-selling poet in history. He writes, "We choose our joys and sorrows long before we experience them." And again he says, "We choose our joys and sorrows long before we experience them." I found those both so powerful. Now let's look at some statistics. I already mentioned that the divorce rate is high. It's actually somewhere between 40 and 60%. It's remained fairly stable since 1988. So for 20-plus years, we've not improved in this area. But I will add a very timely note. There has been some very recent statistics showing that people are staying together now because of the economy and because it's too expensive to divorce. So we'll have to see how that all falls out in the future. But that was an interesting note that I wanted to make. Also, living together does not increase the rate of success. In fact, 80% of couples living together will fail. There are also more single people today than ever before. 101 million single people in the U.S. alone, and 46% do not want to be single. So if you're single and looking for a relationship, that should be reassuring. 25% of households are single-occupant households, and I thought that was a little bit high. So the need for relationship coaching has evolved. A generation or two ago, if you think back, people dated, they married, and had families. They rarely divorced. Fulfillment was not a priority, and unhappiness was not a cause for divorce. Everyone knew the rules and followed them. Then our society changed. We wanted to be happy, and if we were not happy in our marriage, we'd leave it. We'd get divorced. But no one teaches us how to be happy or how to have a fulfilling relationship. We just jump in and expect it to work. And truly, it does start with having a good relationship with yourself first, having a clear purpose and vision of what you want, including specific requirements, needs, and wants. And this is where relationship coaching can certainly assist you. And you might want to think of a relationship as a cake. Yes, a cake, that thing that you bake. Why you are baking the cake is your purpose. How you want the cake to look is your vision. The requirements are the basic ingredients that you must have: the flour, the eggs, the sugar. If one of these ingredients is missing, you will not have a cake. You'll have something else. So what are your relationship requirements? For example, do you want children or do you not want children? Unmet requirements are relationship breakers, and I'm going to say that one again. Unmet requirements are relationship breakers. It is crucial to know your requirements before getting involved. After requirements, think of your needs. These go beyond the necessary ingredients or requirements, such as the baking pan, the temperature, the time. Your needs can be modified, negotiated, or substituted, but they still must be met in some way. You need a pan, an oven, and a certain temperature and baking time, but think about it. You don't have to use a square pan. You could use a round pan. You could use a rectangular pan. You could bake it at 375 degrees or 350 degrees and then adjust the temperature. But the key point here is you are still meeting your needs, the needs for your cake. And needs in a relationship are the events that must happen for you to be okay. For example, if you like to be surprised with love notes, cards, and flowers, it is important you communicate this need to your partner so that it is met. Most people want a partner who earns money, pays the bills, helps with the household chores and the kids. If a need is unmet, you are going to experience stress or an issue in your relationship. If you need to pay your bills on time, and then the lights go out because the electric bill wasn't paid by your partner, it's going to create stress. There's going to be a big issue. And to be even more clear about needs, they are not relationship breakers. Again, they are not relationship breakers like your requirements. However, they make the difference between happiness and unhappiness. So there again, you want to know your needs before getting involved in a relationship. Next, to complete our cake metaphor, there are wants. Your wants are the icing on the cake. Without our wants, our cake might be nutritious and edible, but it also could be dry and lack taste. Wants make our life fun and enjoyable. They are changeable, transient, and can even be substituted. You may want chocolate today, but feel like vanilla tomorrow. For example, if you and your partner can't go to the Bahamas this year, you might be happy with saving up and waiting to go to Hawaii in 3 years. So develop a profile of your life partner, and most of all, be the chooser, which is, again, our key point for this session. Being the chooser, again, is one of the 10 principles of the Conscious Dating Program, which I'm trained on. We need to stop being so reactive to what comes our way. We don't need to wait to be chosen and then react. We need to start being proactive as the chooser, knowing and being clear with our specific requirements, needs, and wants. As children, we had little choices, but as adults, we do. So let's start being the chooser with this simple acronym, AIM, A-I-M, AIM, and you might want to jot that down. A stands for aware. Be aware that you have choices. You are never stuck. Even if you don't know your choices, assume there are always more than you have in front of you. Again, the A stands for be aware that you have choices. The I stands for identify choices. Always assume there are more options than you know about, and you need to seek out a variety of choices. Research, brainstorm, even talk with friends and family. But don't settle for an unproductive choice. Again, the I stands for identify choices. The M in AIM stands for make. Make a productive, mindful choice based on all the information available as well as the long-term consequences. It is really critical to consider the long-term consequences before making the choice. Think of a box of dominoes. Stand them all up and then knock the first domino down. This represents possibly a bad choice. One by one, the dominoes are going to fall, including the last one, which we may not even know yet. There are consequences of your choices, so never feel pressured to make a choice, and again, do not make a choice on impulse or ignorance. Remember AIM, A-I-M, aware, identify, and make. Now, if you're doubting your success to be a chooser, I'd like to share with you 7 things you can start doing now. They're a combination of actions and attitudes. Remember, you have control, and you can be the chooser if you want. Your brain is almost like a computer, a microprocessor. Attitudes can program the brain. So let's talk about this next acronym, CRAP GAP. C-R-A-P-G-A-P, CRAP GAP, and you might also want to jot that down. The C stands for creative. Be creative. Seek new ideas. Go beyond the past and the present. The R stands for risk taker. Be a risk taker. Do not be afraid of rejection and failure. Accept rejection and failure as a part of life and don't take it personally. The first A in CRAP GAP is assertive. Ask for what you want and say no to what you don't want. If no has not been a part of your vocabulary, now is the time to add it. Again, the first A stands for assertive. The first P stands for proactive. Be proactive. Do not merely wait for things to happen. Don't wait to be chosen. Again, the first P stands for proactive. The G stands for goal-oriented. Define and vigorously pursue your goals. Again, the G is goal-oriented. The second A stands for abundance. Always assume abundance, never scarcity. Very bad decisions are made when you settle for something because you believe that is all there is. Believe there will always be plenty of opportunities and resources available to you. Remember what I said earlier, there are 101 million single people in the U.S. So again, the second A in CRAP GAP stands for abundance. And the second P is for positive. Always be positive and anticipate success. And again, remember CRAP GAP. Just one more quote that I would like to share from U.S. Senator Robert Bennett. He is a state senator from Utah. Your life is the sum result of all the choices you make, both consciously and unconsciously. If you can control the process of choosing, you can control all of the aspects of your life. You can find the freedom that comes from being in charge of yourself. Once again, your life is the sum result of all the choices you make, both consciously and unconsciously. If you can control the process of choosing, you can control all of the aspects of your life. You can find the freedom that comes from being in charge of yourself. And lastly, from the Relationship Coaching Institute, comes a saying which I find very catchy and sums up the goal. Find the love of your life and the life that you love. I hope after listening to that you are feeling inspired and empowered. If you would like to move forward, please contact me. I will be happy to talk with you about individual coaching sessions or my new upcoming 3-part Relationship Success Teleclass for Singles. It will be starting April the 6th, and it will run for 3 consecutive Mondays from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The information can be found on my website at www.kathyjopollock.com. Some of the topics that will be covered in this teleclass will be uncovering and quieting your limiting beliefs, assessing your readiness for a relationship, 14 dating traps and how not to fall into them, and the 10 principles of conscious dating. We've already discussed one of them, be the chooser. And finally, dating red flags to help prepare you fully to make a successful long-term choice about your relationship. So there are many wonderful offerings available. I do hope this has inspired you, and I look forward to working with you on your journey. Thank you for your time.